going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Larry Richard and anchorman Paul Rasmussen, the Big K Morning Show. Just a few minutes, we'll go live to CBS's Natalie Brandon, Washington. What a news week this has been, internationally and locally as well, with the heat wave really continuing very hot and sticky into the weekend. But the weekend is here, and it's a special weekend for one of our Odyssey radio stations, WAMO.
It is WAMO Day today.
What a legacy. Now at 107.3, and one of the key players is Kiki B. Jones, who joins us now to talk about it. She is an on-air personality, assistant brand manager, CEO of her own promotions company, Nice to Media, and What's Good in the Hood, right here on KDK. Kiki, good morning.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
I'm doing well. We were at an event, Paul, last night.
Yes.
And
yes.
How would you describe it? It's a place called Tons, T-O-N-S.
Yeah.
It's a high fashion place in East Liberty.
Yep.
And it was a celebrity guest DJ setup, right?
Absolutely. It was a vibe. And I'm very proud of you, Larry. You did really well.
Oh, you,
Paul, I
got to share this video with Paul.
So, Kiki, you're saying that you saw a side of Larry that we haven't.
I did, and I liked it. I was not uncomfortable at all. It was great.
So, Mayor Ed Gainey was there. He played some of his favorite music, and then you had...
He kicked it off.
Jason.
Oh, man, it was great.
Jason Grilley, a former Pirates closer, former All-Star pitcher. You had also Jeff Capel, the head coach of Pitt Basketball, was there.
Yep.
What a lineup.
Yep.
Oh, we had our own TJ, the DJ, and we had Fed the God, who is Northside, born and bred, and he ended up kind of closing it out, and he invited me up to dance. It's a little terrifying to see.
Larry, you were still there. I'd left before you.
I know. We were talking about we had to get up so early. And a portion of the proceeds, by the way, benefiting the Mac Miller Foundation. But tell us about WAMO Day.
WAMO Day is an extension of a Juneteenth celebration here in the city of Pittsburgh. You know, when WAMO was formerly owned by Sheridan Broadcasting, we were the first station to bring Juneteenth to the city, and had done so for maybe 10 consecutive years. And then, of course, you know, WAMO, the original, being gone and being picked up. And so it became WAMO Day. And so the premise is still providing a festive atmosphere for the family with activities and music, entertainment, vendors, supporting small businesses, and just having a great time for free for just a few hours. And this year, we'll be doing it tomorrow from 12 to 5 in Highland Park. We encourage people to get there early so you can get a nice parking spot and just enjoy the day. So we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow.
Yeah, Kiki, what exactly is on the schedule tomorrow, and what time do you get started?
Well, 12 o'clock, we're going to start with music. Brother Marlon, who is legendary in the city, will be kicking off with some music, and then we'll have local artists taking the stage throughout the day. Rojo Inferno, Breezy, and Graffiti Rule, just a few artists will be taking the stage. And then Q Perry, who is an artist, will be painting a live exhibit. Like, he'll be doing live painting on the side of the stage. And I don't know if you've ever witnessed that, but that's just fun to see someone who has a blank canvas and then painting throughout the performances, and at the end of the day, you know, now you have this beautiful masterpiece. And so we'll be doing that, and then, you know, taking advantage of all the small businesses who will be set up as vendors. So that's basically what will be taking place between 12 and 5. Also, there'll be some line dancing, boots on the ground. We definitely have to do that. Can't have a festival without line dancing. And then Mayor Ed Gainey is going to make a special presentation, A Key to the City. So we're excited about that, too.
You know, growing up here, Kiki, I just remember always Whammo, hip-hop and R&B, and way before Apple Music or Spotify or the internet, it was the only place to get that great music.
That's right. That's right. We still are.
And for those that don't know, Paul.
I didn't know that. I know where you're going.
W-A-M-O.
A Allegheny, M Monongahela, O Ohio. I love that.
Whammo.
There's another one, Larry. We Are Moving On. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
I like that, too.
We Are Moving On. Yeah. Look at you with your history. I love it.
Kiki, thanks for jumping on with us. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Get some rest.
Yes, ma'am. Kiki B. Jones with WAMO. I love when they say WAMO, hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah, it's a great set of call letters and a great nickname.
Coming up, and happy to have them as part of our Odyssey team here in Pittsburgh, our five radio stations that also include Y108, 100.7 Star with Bubba and Mel, and then you've got 93.7 The Fan.
And the Whammo studio has a window that looks in on the newsroom, and when Kiki comes into work, we all say hi when she's on her way in.
And then when she's looking out in the newsroom, she's frightened of what she sees out there.
And she should be.
Coming up, we're going to take you to our nation's capital, CBS's Natalie Brand. A lot going on. It's been an incredible news week. There's been no shortage of news this week, and I would imagine somebody like yourself who has spent so much time in Washington, if we dial back a week ago, Saturday night, is when we found out that the bombing took place in Iran, and so much has transpired since, but it seems like the president wants to focus now on the budget.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, for the past couple of weeks, since Israel launched its mission to strike Iran's nuclear sites, so much of the focus has been on that topic, since, you know, there were questions and concerns about how that situation would escalate. Would it draw in the United States? Of course, this weekend, as you noted, there were the U.S. strikes on the nuclear sites. And now still, that's still dominating the news cycle, since there are questions over what the intelligence says about the damage and damage assessment. But all of this comes as we do have this other deadline, you know, looming in the near future. The president wants his tax cut and spending bill passed by Congress. That means it has to get through the House by July 4th before lawmakers leave for the 4th of July recess. And it's unclear whether that's going to happen in large part now because the Senate parliamentarian ruled that the Medicaid provision in the legislation, which is such a big part of it and how Republicans say that they are going to achieve some spending cuts, she says that doesn't adhere to procedural rules. And so now the question is how do Republican leaders go back and try to address that and still put this on the floor for a vote in just, you know, the coming days, as early as tomorrow is what they had wanted, Larry.
And Natalie, I was looking just a few minutes ago at a story about President Donald Trump saying the U.S. has indeed signed an agreement with China on trade, and expects to have a deal with China soon as well.
Sure.
So there's something new on the radar for everyone in the Beltway to be looking at today.
Yeah, although this goes, we asked the White House for clarification on this, and an official told us that this was an agreement to an additional understanding for a framework to implement that initial agreement reached in Geneva back in May. So it sounds like, I mean, what this really shows is the complications in trying to implement a large trade agreement between countries like the United States and China. They've had to go back and talk about some of these various sticking points and reach, you know, further agreement or understanding. So what we believe is that this is about export controls specifically. We know the U.S. was concerned about China freeing up those critical minerals, rare earth minerals and magnets, which are so important, of course, for electronics, for car manufacturers, for defense equipment. China released a statement saying the U.S. has agreed or will cancel a series of restrictive measures taken against China and that it hopes the countries can meet halfway. We know during those most recent talks in London, you know, while the U.S. was concerned about the critical minerals, China was also concerned about student visas for Chinese students, because you may remember the president a few weeks ago, you know, it was threatening those. And then another focus for China was access to advanced chip technology. So, I mean, these are big, complicated issues, and the two sides have had to go back multiple times to try to clarify the implementation process. But, you know, we're still waiting for exact details. And when you think about the big picture, you know, July is also supposed to be that deadline for the negotiating period during which the reciprocal tariff pause has been in effect. So, you know, a couple months ago, the administration was promising 90 deals in 90 days. Well, we're coming up on that deadline. So far, we have the U.S.-UK agreement, you know, the agreement with China. The president says one with India is coming soon, but we're still waiting, you know, for other action with dozens of U.S. trading partners.
We're with CBS's Dan Lee Brand in Washington. Before you go, add to that, this is a six-case Supreme Court drop it all day, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. Yes, this is the final day. So the biggest case that everyone is watching.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Is that case focused on national injunctions and birthright citizenship and waiting to see if the justices, how they really take this. You know, there were a lot of analysis following the oral arguments was that they might just issue a very narrow opinion specifically on nationwide injunctions and, you know, lower federal judges' ability to pause nationwide a particular policy executive action by a president. So this really gets again to presidential power. The question is, do they also take up the issue of birthright citizenship? We'll have to wait and see. Of course, those opinions start to come down right at 10 a.m. Eastern.
You know, Natalie, one thing about this case that I'm most interested in, if they do go in that second direction you're mentioning. What we're talking about is, does the president have the power to alter the Constitution?
Right. And so that's why it's believed that, you know, they will either ignore that or you know, uphold birthright citizenship, which is in the Constitution. So, again, this is going to be so fascinating. Again, the analysts are saying that, you know, the easier way out of this is just to issue something on nationwide injunctions. But again, that would have a big impact, too, when you think about, you know, the last few administrations and a single judge's ability to pause, at least in the temporary period, a huge policy change for everyone in the country.
No shortage of big stories. Job security for you, Natalie. Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
We appreciate you. That is CBS's Natalie Brand in our nation's capital.
And I'll be tracking this Supreme Court release today, and that should start right around 10 o'clock. As they come down, we'll pass along the decision on that big case for birthright citizenship.
And normally, as we approach a July 4th weekend, it's supposed to be a slower time, but there's a convergence, as you just heard, just with Natalie and three of the major stories that are going on, not only in the country, but around the world. But it seems like the president right now is really pushing for this budget to get done. And I'm sure lawmakers are like, I want to go to the lake, or I'm going to go to the beach.
You know, and I'm thinking along the lines of being a Pennsylvanian. I'm thinking along the lines of, you know, I think getting one in before the deadline here is like the exception and not the rule. What does it happen, like once every 20 years or something like that? So I would be surprised if anything happens in Washington to please the president when it comes to the big, beautiful bill.
We shall see. Although the Pennsylvania Senate did approve a bill to repeal Sunday hunting.
Yes, that's taken one step forward. But then now they have to send it back to the House because they tweaked it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because somebody asked, okay, when can I start hunting on Sunday?
Thanks for the reminder. I saw that this morning. I need to get busy on that one right now.
Not yet. Morning show. Thanks for joining us. Looking forward to the weekend. We're going to dial back just a few weekends ago. The Dick's Sporting Goods Pittsburgh Marathon. The numbers are in, and I'm not talking about the runners. And joining us, and you can see him on our live stream, courtesy of Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com. And not only there, but you can also see us now with our own KDK Radio YouTube page. We welcome Troy Schooley, who is the CEO of P3R. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So you have some good numbers to report after another successful Pittsburgh Marathon.
Yeah, great numbers. You know, Larry, we talk about the impact of the marathon throughout the year on different things, whether it be economic impact or the health and wellness of our region. Another big number that we just released yesterday, we raised more than $1.4 million for charity. A lot of that money staying locally. And it's really through the runners that run each year for our local charity. So it's just a great number. And the event continues to grow, as you know.
Yeah, the participation also continues to grow. And you've really spread things out and done a great job of finding ways to include everybody who has any inkling or interest in participating.
Yeah, absolutely. And this year we had a record number of charity runners. We had over 4,200 people out on the streets of Pittsburgh running for their favorite charity. We had over 48 official charities, you know, like I said, $1.4 million. And it's great because, Larry, 90% of that money really stays local here. For example, Urban Impact raised over $100,000 through our runners. And that's an impact that's going to, you know, last throughout the year and years to come as they raise this money for their organization. So it's great to see not just our event growing, but runners from not just around the region, around the world come in and want to raise money for charities here locally here in Pittsburgh.
That said, even though the marathon is now history, people might say, okay, Troy, what do? You just wait till next April?
Well, listen, P3R is always busy. You know, we have 16 different events. We have a big event coming up on July 11th, America's Mile, which is a one-mile event, family-friendly. We also have a big elite prize purse for that one, so that'll take place on the North Shore. It'll be actually taking place the same time as Picklesburg. You know, our friends at the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership do a great job with Picklesburg, another rising event here in Pittsburgh. So we're excited to have that event. But marathon registration is going to be opening already in August. Larry, we opened it 24 hours for 24 hours right after this year's marathon. We took 3,300 runners from around the world that signed up a year in advance. We'll open it to the general public in August. And if you want to raise money for one of our local charities, usually everybody has an attachment to a charity, or they should. Just click yourself onto the charity and go out and raise some funds for them and hit the streets with us. And we expect really another record year this year. We're expecting probably close to 50,000 people this year.
Oh, that's incredible. And it's had a great positive impact on the region. Troy, thank you. Have a great weekend and enjoy your 4th of July too.
Thanks, Larry. Take care.
Troy Schooley, who is the CEO of P3R. Aaron, have you ever run in, I'm not going to say a marathon, but maybe you have. I don't know.
No, the first person close to me that has run a marathon is my brother, and it was in Michigan. It was the equivalent to the Pittsburgh Marathon here, and I was just in awe of the process leading up to it. I mean, it's...
I give people so much credit for doing that.
Right. It's a year-round thing. You don't just sign up and that's it.
I always joke I can't drive 26 miles without stopping for refreshments,
right.
Let alone run 26 plus miles.
Hence why victory, when they can even see the finish line, I think my brother was like getting emotional when he talked about it, because that's a big accomplishment when you finish that.
It is, very much so. Something Pittsburgh now has really been on the map in terms of marathons. This is one of the sought destinations.
Agreed.
All right, over the weekend, we just saw a big story on this Jeff Bezos of Amazon getting married in Venice. The people there are protesting. They say, you can rent Venice, but pay more taxes. And the celebrities are starting to pile up. Would you see Oprah Winfrey? Who else
Some
was there?
Kardashians.
Yeah, I know. Well, and in the meanwhile, was Brad Pitt there?
He might have been. I know he's very busy with the premiere of his movie coming out. Let's see.
And the reason I say this, because all these celebrities are out of town. Brad Pitt is pushing his new movie, F1, which hits theaters today.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce was there. Jay-Z, Bill Gates, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Brady, Orlando Bloom.
Tom Brady? How does he know Jeff Bezos?
What's happening?
But check this out. So Brad Pitt all excited about his movie opening today. Again, that's F1. According to the LAPD, three burglars took advantage of this and broke into his house. In his home, police say they broke a window, ransacked the house. A bunch of stuff was stolen, but it's not clear how much it was worth. The suspects have been publicly identified. Brad bought the house in 2023 for $5.5 million.
Son is here for the audition.
When was the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Formula One.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then same as you.
That's from the movie F1.
I'm excited to see that, actually.
You're going to see this?
Mm-hmm. I do want to see it.
Vinny will go for this?
Yeah, we're into movies. There's been a lot of strange ones out recently, but this one just seems like a thriller, action-packed movie.
Well, I know if it wasn't for your sister's wedding and you having to go back to Columbus, you'd probably be in Venice yourself.
You know, that's spot on, Larry.
Being an Odyssey Award winner right here at KDK.
News Desk. Thursday was the fifth day in a row with a high at or above 90. Rare for June, Larry. Last time, 1994.
I know, and I'm thinking, you know, we got July and August to go. Who knows what that'll bring? And they're talking about, we started this with the heat dome, but then in your home state of Montana, they had snow right up to a foot in the mountains.
Oh, yeah, up in the Glacier National Park.
How's that work?
I don't know. Some Jefferson Hills residents are having their power cut off today while West Penn Power is repairing a damaged conductor.
There's a lot of senior citizens in this area. They're going to have a hard time trying to function without air.
I certainly feel for the residents, but I guess there's not much they can do. They got to fix this for long-term, you know, security of power.
Yeah, they say it was recently damaged and they can't postpone the work any longer. The world's largest rubber duck, it's six stories tall, is at Idlewild in Soak Zone through Sunday in Ligonier. Mama Duck will be joined by the much smaller Timmy the Duckling, yeah, only about 10 feet tall.
More than a decade since we had that in the city. And I remember, boy, that was a draw, a six-story rubber duck that looked just like, remember those duck ponds? You know, you used to put 50 cents and you pull out a duck with a number on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they even did that. They put like 50,000 of those little ones in a river, and there was one that had a number on it with a special prize.
No, we used to have one in the newsroom. I don't know what happened to it.
It got there it is.
Oh, there it is. It's still there. In fact,
it's taken a more prominent position. Andy Lindberg, our director of digital, put that up.
However, looking directly at Tamira right now.
God bless her.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.